One day at a time. I make these titles short and creative, hopefully, so that way, well, if you don't, the files get really big and it does these dot, dot, dots. That's called a tangent, by the way. Squirrel. Okay. Let's get into it. Welcome to Stillwaters. Nice to have you. It's really easy to get overwhelmed these days. Projects, tasks, this, that, the other, what tomorrow brings. Sometimes just thinking about the next day is enough to drive people crazy. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who... Oh, actually, I said that wrong. One day at a time. Give yourself some grace. Forgive yourself. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. Yeah, you gotta have some type of phrase that puts you at ease, especially now. If you can't afford stress gummies, you know, the melatonin or whatever's going on, you can't afford, I guess it's sleep, yeah, whatever. Passion flower, I think? I think that's also melatonin. Tangent. You know what I mean. If you can't buy that stuff, then recite peace. Speak it, man. But hey, here we go. One day at a time. Let's go back to Genesis, the book of creation. And in the first day. In the first day, God created the heavens and the earth. And he goes through all the days. So I'm not going to expend time on that whole verse. Now, what is interesting? There's so many astounding things about this. I could probably tell you that he made the stars on the third day. You know, all those stars that take millions of years to traverse, even if you went through the speed of light, which is the fastest means of travel that we have, right, that we can record, the speed of light. Maybe it's more interesting that you know that that there was the great light. He made that in the first day, but yet on the third day he made the stars. So there was a light before all the other lights. I don't even have time to debunk that. Or maybe it's the fact that he separated the firmaments from the water, but no the waters, and did this on the fourth day, and then on the fifth day, he did all these different days. I think what's interesting that he makes the stars, right? He makes all those stars, and yet he'll spend a whole day making you on the sixth day. And then he rests on the seventh day. Now, why do I reference all these days? What does this have to do with one day at a time? Andre, I'm glad you asked. So, if he can make the stars in a day, why did it take him a day to do all this other stuff? The stars are pretty expansive. Like grains of sands worth of galaxies, stars, and planets. You've seen all the magnanimous metaphors. He did that in a day. Now, I'm not sure what a day is for him, but that's not the point. The point is, it tells you, and it was good. Wait a second. There was no one cheering. There was no one clapping. There was no one dancing. There was no one getting laid out in the spirit. There was no one going to the altar and throwing $20. There was no one crying. No one, none of that was happening. He said that to himself. It was good. And on the sixth day, of course, he said it was really good. That's you, by the way. Us. Me. Now, again, one day at a time, right? So this God, I can't stress this enough, he made the stars in a day, and he's doing all this other stuff in each day, and he keeps telling himself it was good. Why is he taking the time? Why does God take the time to tell you this? Don't look at this from the lens of your tradition or religious connotation. Look at this from the lens of a perspective, I want to say like an understanding. Do you understand the depth of that statement? What's going on here? He takes the time to show you this is what it takes to create anything worthwhile in your life. I did it in parts. It's not finished, but it was good. When's the last time you did something and you said to yourself, you know what? I'm not done with it, but it was good. Oftentimes we only congratulate ourselves. Perhaps it's the Western culture. We only seem to congratulate ourselves when the test is completed or over. Assignments are completed or over. Or when we get the grade. When in reality, you should be patting yourself on the back during the steps, not on the stage. It's almost to suggest to us that it's more important to appreciate yourself and master your craft in private than to get the accolades of many in public, as if you need public approval to justify your validation as a person, which that's actually one of the primordial sins. I'm pretty sure that's the, sin, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride. I'm pretty sure that's the pride of life, right? You need people's approval to justify your self-image there, but I digress. Okay. It was good. 7 days. It was good. Then it was finished. Not a long talk. Probably went all over the place. But I want you to understand the significance that the ultimate being, God, the infinite being, infinite power, Swaggeroo, made the stars on the third day, yet takes the time to show you each day how he completes something. And it was really good. So perhaps you just, I say, reflect. You may not be, let me say it this way. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I was either. Are you praising yourselves on the steps while you get to the stage? Or are you only happy when you get to the stage? I know this is a corny statement. It says, enjoy the journey, not the destination. I believe there was a story of a man who, I think he won like the top golfing tournament. I forgot this. I need to get that story now. Oh, well, I'll reference it later. But so the story is this guy, I mean, I guess I can write down his name, but it doesn't matter. The moral is he wins this ultimate golf champion thing. Look it up. And he goes through this like huge depression, like just terrible depression, because he's like, wow, I sacrificed so much time and money, time especially, right? I didn't hang out with my kids or my wife. My family's a wreck. And I did all these sacrifices for a golf trophy. And I thought if I got the trophy, I would be happy. But I'm not. I thought if I had that. Actually, there's a shameless plug now. But you know that game, Ratchet and Clank? I guess I'm not getting any benefits or reference it, but there's a video game called Ratchet and Clank. And I think it was Dr. Nefarious, and it's like in an ultra dimension or whatever. You know, anyway, plot aside. So he's talking to himself in another dimension, and in this other dimension, he actually wins. That's sad. In another dimension, you're actually a winner, and this one, he just sucks. But anyway, he's on the couch like a therapist, and he's just like, I don't understand. I defeated the main protagonist. I should be happy. I did the thing. I got all the rebels. And then his other self was like, ah, you've attached happiness to your achievement. And now that you finally achieved it, your life is meaningless. So he just throws a hammer at him. But it's kind of like what we do, right? So he was happy at the journey. But then when he got to the destination, he attached his happiness to that as well. And his mind shattered. Didn't know what to do with himself. Like, what's my goal now? What am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to do now? That was my identity, right? Makes you think. Makes you kind of scared. Now you're like, man, I don't know if I want to achieve my goals. Well, the good news is, what kind of person do you become when you achieve those goals, right? That's the real discerning factor. But needless to say, let's get back to the meme here, the title, One Day at a Time. I'll be honest with you, I hate to keep referencing this podcast. I guess I can reference other stuff. Let's see. I remember working at the post office, and when I first got started, I was terrible. Like just a mail carrier, you know, you put mail in a box. Simple. We had a class of 22 carriers. I was in one of them. Only two of us survived. And actually, now I think I'm the only survivor. So it's like Hunger Games. It's not for everyone. I don't know how I made it because I'm diabetic. So if anyone should have lost, it should have been me. But I don't know. Holy Spirit or something. I don't know. I made it. Maybe out of sheer determination. Maybe I like the paycheck. But I never will forget what my supervisor did. And they were all, it was strange. It might have been prophetic. But all three of them told me the same advice. Because I would reference all the times I failed, all the times I messed up. Like, man, I just don't know if I can do this. I don't know. Golly, I suck at this. What is going on? Everyone's beating me. Now, ain't that something? Everyone is beating me, but I'm the last one that's... Anyway, it's a whole nother topic. The irony of that, right? And I remember all three of them said, in different moments, not at the same time, when I asked for advice and, you know, how do I do this? And they didn't give me an answer, but they just said, one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. And realistically, that's all you can do. I can't go to the past. I can't go to the future. I can't do anything right now in the present. I can just do the best I can do. That sounds corny, but it's like, legitimately speaking, what other option do you got going for you? I can't change my mistakes. Can't foresee every shenanigans in the future. I can prepare. That's probably the best thing you can do. I can't lament over my mistakes in the moment and regret my mistakes of the past. It's all you can... I just love how they said that. I think it was prophetic. One day at a time. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I was. So hopefully, you probably don't have to deal with that. But hopefully, you can take that same mindset into whatever it is you're doing. Let's say it this way. I guess I can make this tie like almost failure, but that's a whole nother chapter by itself. There's literally books on that. You kidding me? Isn't that crazy? There's literally books on the subject, on one word. I digress. But look at Michael Jordan. I reference him because I'm assuming everyone knows about this guy. I would hope. Seems simple enough. So, great basketball guy. Amazing. Cream of the crop, right? This guy he shoots three-pointers like breathing. And some guy asked him, hey, man, how did you get so good at doing three-pointers? What's the secret? And his answer was so, well, profound. He said, every shot you see me make is from every shot you didn't see me make. In other words, his childhood and growing up, he didn't have all these distractions that we got going on now. He was broke. And most kids of his background, they all they did was play basketball. They didn't have any of those gadgets. They didn't have any entertainment. They didn't have a movie. All they had for fun was basketball. So he's literally playing. It's kind of funny. He's playing, but he's practicing, and he's mastering his craft for years. Probably decades. At least a decade, if not two, before he got into the major league. So it's like, he's not playing basketball for a couple of years, and I'm just going to, no. This guy's 20 years under his belt already. This guy's probably shot that ball in ways people dream about. This guy is balling, having fun in the backyard, probably the school park, I don't even know. I'm getting the terminology mixed up. The point is, that's all he had going for him. If that's all you had to do for fun, can you even fathom that? Why did I say all this? One day at a time. One day at a time. He didn't do all those hours in a single day. He just did them all one day at a time. And people are asking him, how is he a master at his craft? He put the time in. One day at a time. There's actually a book I would recommend. I guess I need to do a book review pretty soon, but I'll just shove it in here. So there's a book called The Slight Edge. There's another one called The Compound Effect, which is very interesting to me how books with different titles basically just sell the same thing, but I digress. Different writer. A whole book on what I'm just talking about, one day at a time. Now, granted, I suggest you read it if you're interested, because what blows my mind is I'm giving you a 15-minute rant. These guys go through the research, the homework. These women, they do the Cliff Notes, Noodle Tools, looking up the science, neuro. I mean, my God. If you told me, hey, Andre, I need you to write a 5-page paper about good habits, I'd be like, all right, bet, I'll try. You know, I'll AI my way through it. these people wrote a whole book. We're talking like at least 200 pages. Normal size font. You know, this ain't big font with pictures. Like, these guys straight up wrote a dissertation, like their master dissertation on this. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that something? My God. Makes you think. Good golly, have mercy. Makes you think. The level of depth each word has, or subject, if you really want to look into it. But I digress. One day at a time. I hope that blesses you, as that knowledge has blessed me. And if not, well, one day at a time. All right. I'll talk to you later. You have a blessed day. Bye.